it's not just about your content, and it's not just about asking those hard questions about making great content. I mean, you're missing out on the hard questions about yourself. For example, you avoid questions like, why are you creating in the first place? Right? You maybe you've forgotten that. You don't really know why you create or why you've been creating, why you're doing what you're doing. You're just doing it. Right? You don't want to ask that question. Or have you achieved any of your goals? Are you growing in your faith? Is your content any good?
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Do you have a smoke alarm in your home? An alarm clock? A security alarm? If you heard it going off, would you ignore it? Would others around you ignore it? Check out these 10 alarms that you can set to warn you when you're getting close to going off course from the plan and purpose that God has for your life. Take it away, Ninja.
Stealth action games are a hugely popular genre and one that I am absolutely terrible at. For me, a stealth mission is like one of the water levels in Mario. It's a weird mechanic that's harder than it should be, especially for me, and I consistently fail at it. But some people love those kind of games. Games like Metal Gear Solid, Dishonored, Splinter Cell, Hitman. You are tasked with infiltrating some kind of enemy base and using your powers or your gadgets or your environment or whatever to complete your mission, eliminate your target, but not get caught. The whole thing is a sneaky simulator. All you're trying to do is sneak around. Like, for example, in Breath of the Wild. This game where you are, the whole pitch of the game is that you're running around wherever you want, having adventures, discovering cool stuff outside. It's great. For some reason, they put a section in there where you have to sneak around a Yiga clan base to recover the Thunderhelm so you can stop the Gerudo beast. But to do it, you have to sneak past all these big dudes and swords and foot soldiers. And if they see you at all, the alarms go off, the doors slam shut, they gang up and they kill you. It took me so many tries just to try to get through that because I don't like doing stealth missions. I'm terrible at them. Now, one of the goals of the Taco Network is to help you, Christian content creators, create content that glorifies God, inspires others. And when you're doing that effectively, you become a target for spiritual and personal attacks, right? It just comes with the territory. John 15:20, Jesus says, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." And then later, in that same speech, after this long talk, right before he's arrested and crucified, he says to his disciples in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." If you're a faithful Christian and you're trying to be a faithful Christian content creator, you're going to stir up trouble and there are going to be a lot of spiritual and worldly forces that are going to try to stop you, but they don't fight straight on. The enemy is like Link, sneaking around, doing things behind the scenes, leaving little temptations around in ways that you don't even notice so that they can take something precious from you. That's why we need alarm bells in our life, just like in the level. The alarm bells go off, the doors close, and we check and see what's going on. We need that. We need those spiritual tripwires and guards and pressure plates and listening devices designed to alert us if something's going kooky in our life somewhere. The way that Christians do that is to ask God and his people to send us signals when we're starting to slide into temptation, or we're falling away from our mission, or whatever God's vision is, we're not doing it anymore, or there's something going wrong inside of us. It's God's people, God's word, and God's spirit that kind of give us those signals. So what I want to do is give you 10 alarms that you need to have set up in your life to make sure that you're making good, godly, helpful, consistent, spiritually safe content for you, your audience, your online community. These are ways that you can check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's really what we're looking at here. Okay, let's go. Alarm bell one. First alarm bell is your personal walk with God isn't happening daily. That's your alarm bell. It starts going off, right? You ask the question, okay, am I doing walking with God daily, right? If you don't have that regular intimate relationship with God through reading the Bible, praying, worship, meditation, all that stuff, then you will inevitably drift away from God's direction, drift away from God's guidance. And if you're a Christian creator who's obvious about your faith, then your audience is absolutely going to sense when you've been in his presence or when you're not in his presence, right? You're going to have fresh stories to share, and you're going to have relevant insights and inspirations, and you'll have ideas, and things will be connecting with your community and with life in general and helping people. Or as you drift further away, you're going to be coming up with your own stuff, coming up with your own ideas, coming up with your own opinions, and it's going to feel and seem and sense a little bit differently. You want to help, your heart is still there, but you haven't checked in with God. That alarm bell of not connecting with God daily is going to get you in trouble. You skip your devos, you ignore God's voice, you hide from his presence, you drift from God, and potentially you become that hypocrite, the one that only acts like a Christian when they're in front of their camera or their microphone or their keyboard. So, alarm bell one, are you walking with God every day? If not, you should hear some alarms. Alarm number two, your priorities are getting out of whack. So at some point in your content creator career, you have these goals. You had a vision, right? You came up with this, that this is what I want to do, and this is what how I want to do it. And you have this time management plan, and you got this priority list on the wall. You want to do it right, and you want to do it well. You had a vision, and your content aligned up with it. It was important to you. You planned around your content. You made sure your priorities were straight. You got yourself in trouble. You brought it back. And you make sure that you have time for yourself, your family, your church, your friends, right? That's something that most of us have had some kind of issue with. We overdid the content creation. We're trying to get it right and whatnot. And so we try to get our priorities straight, get our vision straight. But here's where the alarm bell starts happening. It's when your schedule starts shifting. You start spending less time with the people you care about, with people in general. You're not sleeping like you should. You're not eating like you should. You're skipping church. Your workload starts to grow because you're starting to overcommit to things, or you're procrastinating like crazy. In other words, your priorities are out of whack, right? You're not doing what's important anymore, and you're doing less important things. Your content's starting to get rushed out. It doesn't meet your quality standards, doesn't really line up what you said you would do, and you are failing in your vision. So for you, if you're starting to feel that, if all of a sudden things start to feel out of control, you realize you're not really doing the important things, taking care of what's important, like your family and yourself and your health, and you realize that your content's starting to slip, you should be hearing those alarm bells of, I think something's wrong. I think I'm headed in the wrong direction. I think maybe my content is definitely going to be getting in trouble. I'm not helping people. Listen for that alarm. Alarm number three, you're avoiding hard questions. An effective content creator is constantly evaluating, questioning, tweaking things to improve what they're doing. I do a whole section in the class where I say question everything. And we talk about all kinds of things that you can kind of question about your content and your vision and your audience and your Discord and your communication and your technology, all of it. What we want is 1% better every time we create, right? If we do that, within no time, we've got great content because we're working on that 1% growth. But it's not just about your content, and it's not just about asking those hard questions about making great content. I mean, you're missing out on the hard questions about yourself. For example, you avoid questions like, why are you creating in the first place? Right? You maybe you've forgotten that. You don't really know why you create or why you've been creating, why you're doing what you're doing. You're just doing it. Right? You don't want to ask that question. Or have you achieved any of your goals? Are you growing in your faith? Is your content any good? How is your relationship with important people in your life? Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your kids, whatever it is, how actually is your relationship with them? Are you creating to impress God? Or are you creating to impress your audience, yourself, someone else? Are you doing things that are the best for what you want to accomplish? Or are you just trying to chase popularity or chase things that are popular in hopes of hitting it big? Are your online interactions, your social media posts all godly, helpful, and humble? Or are you giving yourself a pass? There are a lot of people who have such great potential and they really have an opportunity to change the world. But when they're asked these big questions, they run. They don't want to think about that. They just want, leave me alone, let me do. But if you want to be great, you have to listen to those hard questions and come up with good answers. If you don't want to ask yourself those kinds of questions, it probably means you're in some kind of state of denial. There's things that are wrong that you don't want to think about. There's directions you're going that you don't want to admit you're going. There's sins in your life that you don't want to admit to, and you don't want to get caught, and you don't want to have anybody know about. It means that you're probably rationalizing a lot, your motives, and justifying your methods, even though they're a little shady. You're ignoring your problems, even though they're starting to grow. It means you're deceiving yourself. And it means for your content, it's inauthentic. It's not you. It's not what God asked you to create. It's not even you as a Christian creating. It's you trying to, as a hypocrite, as someone who is not even pointing the right direction, who has a lot of things they got to work on, walking into the sphere online and just saying Christian things or trying to be a good Christian influence, when in fact, there's a lot of stuff you got to deal with. That's dangerous. That's an alarm bell. Another alarm is you're not accountable to anyone, right? Everybody, including me, everybody needs someone who can mentor us, who can coach us, who can correct us, encourage us in all parts of our life, our spiritual life, our health, our content creation journey. We need someone who can help us grow in our skills, our character, our faith, someone who's going to hold us responsible for our actions, hold us responsible for our decisions, who can challenge us to improve, challenge us to change. But their alarm bells should start going off if you are not listening to anyone. In fact, you're pushing aside anybody who sounds different. You don't want to talk to those who know more, who are a little above you, who are in authority. You just don't want to because you don't want to hear what they have to say. You're not looking for advice because whenever you look for advice, somebody says something you don't like. You don't accept feedback because when you get feedback, it says things that you don't want to change. You're not following instructions even though you've heard this everywhere else because you think you're special and somehow you're going to be different. Those are alarm bells. You start doing everything on your own. You got no guidance. You got no support. In fact, you start resenting authority. You resent other people's opinions. You're frustrated with them that they're not thinking the way you want them to. If you're not accountable to anyone and you're not listening to people and you have no authority, you're going to drift. You're going to get farther away. You're going to do it wrong. You're going to waste time. We all need to walk behind someone. Jesus is the ultimate mentor. He's the ultimate leader, but he has appointed people in life for us to follow as well. Are you? Alarm number five, you're not listening to the whole body of Christ. Okay? To be a good creator, to grow in your faith, to make meaningful content, really meaningful, impactful content, you have to have a broad view of God, a big view of his work in the world, right? Not limit yourself to your own little bubble. And this it's a definite temptation, right? Well, I create for Twitch and I think about Twitch and I talk to Twitch and I listen to Twitch people and I only think about Twitch, or I'm a podcaster and I only do this subject and that's what I think about and that's what I talk about and that's what I read about, right? What does God say about this? And it's only about that topic and that's all you ever think of. And it's your favorite authors and your favorite things you're listening to and your favorite subjects. You end up not listening to people that are outside, right? We need to listen to what God is saying to the whole body of Christ through his word, his spirit, his people, different churches, different cultures. You need to connect with other Christian content creators, learn from them, collaborate with them, support them. And not just ones that are in your sphere, ones that are outside too, so that you can see what God is doing out there. It'll help you stay encouraged, but it'll also show you that God's plan is so much bigger than what you think it is. But, and here's the alarm, if you're not paying attention to anything outside of your favorite speakers and friends, right? You're not learning from believers, you're not learning from other cultures, you're not listening to anybody of a different and higher maturity level, you're not collaborating with, you're not supporting other Christian content creators. Instead, you're isolating yourself and you're ignoring other people and you're competing with people. You're even criticizing others and you start seeing Christian content creators as competition. They're taking your audience. They're thieves who steal your audience. You don't want to talk to them and be connected to them because they're like the enemy now. You really got to start hearing an alarm. If you start seeing other Christian content creators, other Christian churches, other Christians as the problem, that's you. That's an alarm. You should be looking inside and going, what's wrong with me? Why am I projecting onto God's people the picture of an enemy? Because they're not. Number six, you're too concerned with your image. That's obviously a big one. Like, this should be fairly obvious. So when you started out, right, you said that you were going to create content for God's glory and you're going to use it to serve others. You're not going to seek your own fame. You're not doing it to just please yourself. You really want to make good stuff. You started out humble, honest. You want God's, you know, approval. That's what you're doing. That's where you started. And now, this is where the alarm bell comes in. You're a little bit too obsessed with how you look and what your audience or maybe the internet in general starts to think about you, right? You see yourself on camera and you're like, oh, I don't know about that. And oh, I better change that. And I'm so embarrassed about that. And you see yourself, you listen to your voice. You're like, oh, I don't like how I sound. I don't like how I seem. And oh, wow, what are people going to think of that? You start thinking that way. You start spending a little too much time and money on like the background of your stream and your clothes, your appearance, you're getting fancy equipment, you're spending a lot more energy on marketing yourself, right? You're not marketing your content. You're not marketing what benefit you bring to people. You're not marketing your amazing community. You're really marketing yourself. You start chasing after popularity, like likes and views and comments. You might even be compromising your values, your message, and your quality just so you don't look bad. You got to start hearing an alarm when you move away from being so concerned about what God thinks and whether or not your content is good and helpful, and you start worrying about what you look like and what you sound like and what stuff is around you and what people think of you. That's really dangerous. You're falling into alarm territory. Number seven, alarm number seven, you're too impressed by criticism or flattery, right? Now, a mature Christian creator needs to be balanced and realistic when they're creating stuff, right? They need to know what they're making. They need to know what they're capable of. They create stuff that they try really, really hard on, and then they release it into the world, and you're going to get feedback. It's the internet. Some of it's going to be good. Some of it's going to be bad. Some of it's going to be like horrible trolls, and some of it's going to be people that just everything you do is the greatest thing ever. And that's just normal. As a mature Christian content creator, we hear it, but it doesn't affect us too much. Yes, of course, you need to appreciate, evaluate both positive and negative sides of the feedback. You use that to improve your content, your relationship with your audience, but maybe, and this is where the alarm starts going off, maybe these days, when the comments come in, you're a little too sensitive, a little too emotional, Those comments are swirling around your brain a lot longer than they should. They come up in your quiet time, and they come up when you're in the shower, and they come up before you go to bed. You're starting to believe what people are saying about you. Whether it's the folks who think you can do no wrong or the trolls who are trying to discourage you, you start believing them. You didn't before. When they were mean before, you just thought, you know what? They're just being mean for no reason. I'm going to keep going. But now you're starting to wonder, do they have a point? Right? Or your mood switches really quickly because you're either discouraged and depressed by some piece of criticism you just saw, and therefore you're in the dumps, or all of a sudden you're elated because someone flattered you and now you feel proud and arrogant and you feel great. Your mood is dependent on what other people are saying. It's far too important to you. And you either think about giving up, or you spend all your time boasting about how great things are going instead of being faithful, growing, learning, serving, creating meaningful content. You're really affected by the criticism and the flattery. That's dangerous. That's an alarm bell. Alarm number 8. You're a loner in content creation. Okay? A loner. Loneliness is probably the biggest problem online. In fact, the World Health Organization, you can Google this, they recently declared loneliness as a global public health concern. It's basically an epidemic at this point, the loneliness epidemic. Believe it or not, being lonely leads to greater cases of mental health issues like depression, greater issues like dementia, heart disease, stroke, people dying earlier than they should because they're lonely. So if there's one thing you're going to hear a lot in these podcasts, it's that every Christian content creator absolutely needs to have a network and a community around them. That's what Taco is all about. That group of people who love you and support you and encourage you and train you and just are around you so that you're not lonely in your content creation. It is miserable to create when you feel isolated, alone, independent. We all need people who can inspire us or help us or work with us or pray for us. People who can share our joys and our sorrows and our successes and our failures and our dreams and our fears, all that stuff. We need those people around so that when you can post, you go, wow, something went really good. And you get, wow, that's really cool. That's really neat. That's cool. Hey, don't get a big head, right? Actually, I didn't like this part. Or you say, man, I'm feeling really miserable these days. I feel really crappy. You got people that are like, you know what? You're doing great. It's probably not. You've been doing such a good thing. You're probably just tired. I've noticed you're a little bit tired. You got other people. You need them. If you are a loner in your content creation, you need to hear that wild alarm bell because something's going to happen. You're that, you know, young gazelle. You're that one that's far from the pack. You're the one that is far away. That's the one that gets eaten by the lion. And I don't want you eaten by lions. Your alarm bell starts going off when, say, you're no longer reaching out to folks that you know, even through Discord and texting. Like, it's super easy to throw out a DM or to just text someone with your phone. It's easy, but you're not doing that anymore. In fact, you kind of keep your phone off because you don't want it to make noises anymore. You don't want to connect. Or you're not developing your existing relationships. Right? You have friends, you have people that you're connecting to, you have network and other content creators and people that you are supposed to be hanging out with, but you're not doing it anymore. You're not even developing the ones you have. You're certainly not building new ones, or you're not trying to make new friends. You're just trying to avoid people. Or you're always making excuses to not have to join an affinity group, right? Hey, you should join us. You're into this software. Hey, you should join us. You're into this game. Hey, you should join us. We're also a podcast community. Hey, you should join us. We're also, you know, artists. And you're just like, no. That should send the alarm bell up. If you keep avoiding those affinity groups, you just don't want anyone around. If it's been a long time since you've just stepped into anywhere new with anyone new, if you're doing everything by yourself, my hope is that you will connect with the Taco Discord at the very least. Come in, introduce yourself, send me a DM, start the conversation. Just have the courage to go, hey, I'm one of the ones who is doing it alone, and I don't want to be alone. How can I connect? We'll try to help in whatever way we can. Number nine. Alarm number nine. You are not aware of your weaknesses. Okay, that's the problem. Now, not being aware of something is hard to know because you're not aware of it, but let's talk about it. Like, I often quote this line from Hamlet, which is, "This above all to thine own self be true," right? In context, it means stick to your values, you know, don't let other people sway you. But for me, it's just a perfect reminder of Jeremiah 17:9 that says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it," right? It's easy to lie to ourselves. It's easy to deceive ourselves. We want to, which is why I love that line, above everything else, to thine own self be true. At least don't lie to yourself, right? You ask my kids, I say that constantly. So if I asked you, say, for your top three weaknesses, things that you are either not good at, or temptations you keep falling for, or bad habits that you haven't broken yet, can you? Can you make that list? Top three, top five, right? Or is it like, no, actually, I think I'm pretty much perfect at this point. Like, if you're not aware of your weaknesses, that's going to be a problem. As a mature Christian, you need to, if you're going to be an effective content creator too, you need to recognize and address your weakness. You can't ignore them. You can't deny them. The only way you're going to grow is if you're honest and humble with yourself, admit your mistakes, and realize your flaws. Like, how can you ask for help and learn from your failures and you know, see your challenges and then grow from them if you don't acknowledge that you have failures and you don't acknowledge it was challenging and you don't acknowledge you need help? How can you get over your sins if you don't admit you're a sinner and confess your sins? If you're not looking through your heart to see what's in there, asking God to reveal what's going on inside of you because you don't want to know and you don't want to see what he's going to say, if you're never going to get real with yourself, I promise you, all that pretending and hiding and avoiding is just causing you to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over. That's why, one of the reasons why you might be so miserable, why it's not working out, why it never seems to be going that way. Maybe you are not aware of a glaring weakness. You're just in denial about it. Alarm number 10, you are no longer passionate about creating meaningful content. Not about content creation in general, but you're not passionate about creating meaningful content. Yeah, you're creating stuff. It's getting some hits, but it doesn't really line up to your vision. It doesn't move your community forward. You're not adding value in any way to the online environment. It's just content, right? You're just creating content. Why did you make that? I don't know. It seemed interesting at the time, right? That should be a warning bell. When you forget or neglect your calling as a Christian content creator, the whole reason you started creating, or the reason you started creating purposefully, why you pivoted to become a Christian content creator, if you're not doing it purposefully anymore, if you're neglecting that calling, then you are ultimately just wasting your time. There's a lot of pointless content out there. You don't need to be one to add to them. Maybe when you started creating, you were excited. You were passionate about using your gift, your talents to create content that shared your heart and captured people's attention and built community and inspired them and educated them or made them laugh. But now, you know, you don't even mention your vision anymore. You're not really getting feedback about how your content is changing anyone's lives. All the comments are just superficial and trivial and silly and meme-y. Right? You don't check your creations for accuracy or excellence. You just want it out there. You're not tweaking them to carry the message you want to bring to the world, right? Did I share my vision? Have I moved myself forward? Have I connected to my audience? Am I helping anybody with this? You're not thinking any of that stuff. You're just creating. God has a plan and a promise for you as a Christian content creator. That is one of my premier things that I keep saying over and over and over. I teach it in class and I tell everybody, if you're a Christian content creator, God has a plan and a promise for you and your content, and he will help you fulfill it if you choose to make the content his way. Don't lose sight of your calling. Don't let anything distract you from it or discourage you away from it. Fulfilling that calling by making content that connects to your heart and connects to God's heart and connects to your audience's heart, that's what's going to give you joy. That's what's going to give you satisfaction. That's what's going to make you happy to make content and excited about it and get great stories and have things actually be meaningful. It's what's going to make a difference in the world. but just creating content for no reason, you're going to feel hollow. It should be an alarm bell if you're no longer passionate about creating meaningful content. So that's 10 alarms for Christian content creators. I'm sure there are more and that we could talk about, but if any of them rang a bell for you, let me encourage you to talk to your Christian friends about it. Other Christian content creators, just open up your mouth and start sharing. This is an alarm bell that, you know, Christian Ninja said was a problem and I want to talk about it. Or talk to your pastor. If you don't have a pastor, come talk to us on the Taco Discord. We want to help you work on it together. We would love to hear from you. We want to support you in your content creation journey. So if you're hearing alarms, let us help.
Wow, that's really challenging. Did you hear alarms going off? It would be really easy to turn off the podcast if you struggle with hearing things that you don't like. But if you stuck it out this far, you're one step closer to correcting course. We all have sins we struggle with. The question is, how do we choose to deal with it? Is yours pride? Do we shut off our ears when someone tries to correct us? Is it, well, actually, pride pretty much covers all of these alarms. We need to look at ourselves and decide, am I more interested in building me up at the cost of my relationships with others, or more importantly, with God? Or am I ready to correct course, set some alarms, and get back to the work God has prepared for me? In Proverbs 11:2, it says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Again, in 16:18, Proverbs 16:18, it says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." I know early on I struggled with worrying about what others thought. I would say to myself, my viewer numbers are low, people must not like me, people aren't chatting, I must be too this or that. The focus was on me. But when I turned the focus to God and the good things that He has in store, I let those worries go, and God has been doing great things through the community that He's been building in the digital space. I love seeing our community rally together and ask each other tough questions and keep the community mission alive and well, to feed God's sheep, to fellowship with others and build them up, to help them grow and find ways to talk about God with other people in their lives. It's time to evaluate what alarms are going off, or are we even listening to them? I hope you come back next week and hear our next episode, and I hope that you have a great week ahead. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.